Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Glad to hear the songs of Zion. Glad to feel His Spirit here with us today. Encouraging to our hearts. As always, before we look into the Word of God, we want to make sure that God is preceding us and that His will is being done. And so I desire your prayers as we look into the Word of God this morning. The subject matter today is debt of love. All right? The debt of love. And so I'm going to attempt to speak on the subject as God has given me, what He has given me. So I desire your prayers because I want your souls to be blessed and your hearts to be encouraged this morning. If there was a text scripture that would go with this, it would be found in Romans 13, 8, and 10. Let's go to that and let's read that. You beat me there. Go ahead and read Romans 13, 8, verses down through verse 10, please.
Owe no man anything but to love one another.
All right.
For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. All right. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness,
all right,
thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in the same, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to thy neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
All right, we're going to come back to that, but that's going to be our text scripture. But remember, it says in verse number 8, it says, owe no man anything but to love one another. And so love is defined as an intense feeling of deep affection. An intense feeling of deep affection. I want to pause there because love, the word love, has been greatly watered down. It has been misused in many ways. And so what we're going to do this morning is try to bring it back to what God intended it to be. You see, love comes from God. You understand? It is authored by God. It was created by God. And so it is not to be used lightly. The word love is a deep feeling of affection. It's not a surface thing. It's not a fly-by-night, here today, gone tomorrow. It is something that is deep down in your and my heart. And God gave it to us for a special reason. Want to try to bring it out this morning. We don't want to take it lightly. We don't want to use it for things that it doesn't apply to. We want to have an honor and respect for the word love because God is love. And so that's something special about that. All right. So, it says have an obligation to pay or to repay something. All right. And so when we're looking at this scripture in Romans 13 and 8, it's telling us, it says, owe no man anything but to love one another. And so when we're reading that, our understanding is enlightened. That means that we have a debt to one another, and that debt is to love one another. May God help us this morning. There's another scripture that talks about loving our neighbors as ourselves, and we're going to get down to that. But the first debt that we owe is God, love to God, because God has loved us, and so we love Him back. We'll talk about that. But once we have love from God, and He's putting that in our hearts, then our responsibility is to love my fellow man. May God help us this morning. Colton, I need you to do something for me. Will you grab my glasses and bring them up here, please? I'm sorry to put you to work, son. Let's go to 1 John 4, 7, and 8. I'm going to want to talk about that for a second here. And this is a familiar scripture. But the enemy doesn't want us to know about these kind of things. If you beat me to 1 John 4, 7, and 8, I want you to read that for me, please.
Beloved,
let us love one another. Love is of God.
Everyone that loveth is born of God
and knoweth God.
He that loveth not
knoweth not God. For God is love. So when I made a reference to God being love, I want us to understand that what that means is that is his that God embodies the concept of love.
Right.
All right? If God didn't love us, then this would be a very different place right now. It's bad already. But you imagine that if God didn't love it, what does it say in the Bible, John 3:16? God so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Well, we know that scripture. It's a familiar scripture. But we have to start with what it starts with. It says he loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If God didn't love us, then he wouldn't have done what he did.
Right.
All right? And so God's love for us reached way down in our undone condition, and it reached way down to you and to me. While we were yet sinners, he died for us, and he had a plan for us. He wanted to put his love in us so that we can love one another. We don't have to be in this world without love because we have God's love. And once we have God's love, we know how to love. He'll teach us how to love. He'll teach us how to treat one another. May God help us this morning. Think about all the things that we'd be affected by true love in your heart and in my heart. May God help us this morning. God has something for us. He says we got an obligation in verse 4 and 7, 1 John 4. It says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God. Do you know that the way you do really experience the love of God is through salvation?
Yes. That's right.
Amen. Did you know that?
Yes.
If you don't have salvation, how are you going to love like God wants you to be loved?
Right.
Huh? How are you going to do it? You can't do it.
Do it.
See, it's going to run out. Whatever you got, whatever you want to call what it is that you and I have, before we have salvation and before we have the love of God down in our hearts, it's going to run out.
Yes.
Okay? We can like somebody intensely. We can have a lot of good feelings towards someone. But if they step on the wrong toe, that's a wrap. That's going to be a done deal.
Right.
But the love of God, what that does is it goes beyond that, doesn't it? The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and it reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win his erring child. He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and how pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels song. You understand that the love of God in us is what enables us to show the love of God that we need to our fellow man. Because people are not going to stop doing the things that they're doing. Do you understand that? If they don't have the love of God in their heart, they're still going to get on your nerves.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
People get on your nerves? I'm the only one. People get on your nerves. Do they get on your last nerve sometime? Sure they do. Let's be honest this morning. Yeah. They get on your last nerves. Right? And so the temptation is to do what? Cut that love off a little bit. I'm going to love them from over here or from afar. I'm going to let them do what they do, and I'm going to do what I do. You do you, and I'm going to do me.
Right.
Right? That's what we say. I still love them, though. Don't get me wrong. Huh? That's what we say, right? But what is love? Is love just a concept in our minds, a feeling in our hearts, or is there action involved? May God help us this morning. Huh? Is there action involved? Is it enough for me to say, Brother Cameron, I really, really love you, but don't call me. And don't talk to me and don't ask me for nothing because my love don't go that far. It's just, is that going to work? That's not going to work, is it? So God wants to put something down, deep down, way down in your heart and in my heart. If you've got some love, he wants to enlarge it. Do you understand? He wants to give you more love. Give me a little more love, precious Lord, for God and for my fellow man. I need a little more love, precious Lord, to ever do the best that I can.
Yes.
So, neath the cross, I will meekly kneel.
Yes.
Until at last your love I feel. Lord, give me a little more love, precious Lord, and I'll be satisfied. God has that for us this morning. May God help us this morning. Love is of God. God is love. And so he wants to put his love deep down in our hearts. How he does that is through salvation, through a relationship with him. We have the endless love of God available to us at all times. All right? This is important because we're living in a fallen world. All right, the enemy has done all that he can. What if God, if love is God's currency, then what is the enemy's currency? Hatred.
Yeah.
That's right. And so what people are existing on, and what's backing them and pushing them forward to do the things that they're doing, many times, whether they know it or not, is something that is opposite to love.
Right.
So the problem is, even if they want to do right, they can't. Because what is pushing them, what is behind them, is not of God.
Right. Yeah.
So you need God to release you from that.
Amen.
To put you in a better place where you're able to love like he wants you to love.
Amen.
God's currency is love, all right?
Yeah.
He gives it to us. He extends it to us. It's up to us whether or not we're going to accept or reject that love.
Right.
You can reject love.
It's true.
There are people that have relationships with people, and they got all the love in the world for that other person.
Mm-hmm.
But that person is rejecting that love. So they don't get the benefit of that love. And the person that's giving that love, they're suffering too because they have that love to give. But when it's rejected, that causes harm. It causes pain.
True.
Think about the great God of heaven.
Lord bless.
Looking down on you and looking down on me.
Mm-hmm.
Extending his, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Mm-hmm.
Any man hear my voice? What he's wanting to do, why he's standing at the door and he's knocking, is because he wants to come in and make his abode with us.
Yes.
He wants to bring his love into our hearts.
Yes.
But he can't do that. And so it hurts God.
Yes.
If you'll allow me to say it that way, it hurts him.
Yes.
He's grieved. When we reject it. All right? May God help us this morning. Without God's love in our hearts, we are unable to receive or give love. All right? Love is a defense against hate, discord, disunity. It is against evil in itself. All right?
Yeah.
You love somebody, it's going to be difficult to do them wrong.
Right.
Okay? So if you can do somebody wrong, you know that you need a little bit more love.
Amen.
May God help us. There are degrees of love. We can always have more. We need more.
Amen.
Because when we come up against certain things, when we're tempted to do the wrong thing, may God help us. We want God's love to come in. We want his grace to come in. We want his mercy to come in and prevent us from doing the wrong and do what is right in these precious situations. Anybody can do good in an easy situation.
Right. Yeah.
Tavis says, my cousin been my cousin all my life, and we've been friends all my life, even though he socked me in my chin when I was about 10. And that's the truth. But I loved him then, and I love him now.
Yeah.
And so we have a good relationship, right? And so it's not hard to love Brother Tavis, my cousin. He's my cousin. We're good to each other, right? He don't even sock me in a chair no more. Praise God. Listen, I probably needed it, so let's not feel too sorry for me, okay? But the point is, it's easy to love those that love you and are treating you right.
Yeah.
But we don't live in a world that we are surrounded by people, and some people try to do that. Do you know that? Some people try to surround themselves with only good people, only nice people, only people that are going to do them well. You can't do that. We're living on this earth, and we got a message that's got to get out.
Yes.
The love that you got in your heart through salvation, you got to get that out to somebody else so they can get that love.
Yeah.
All right? So the devil wants to hinder that. You want to know why there's problems and issues with people that you know you love and you know that they love you? Because the devil wants to hinder God's love.
Amen.
He wants to do that. He wants to destroy that. If you have some happiness and some peace and some joy in your life, he wants to take that away from you. He wants to sow discord and disunity in your relationship.
Yeah.
Are you going to let him do it? Or are you going to go to God and say, Lord, I need a little bit more love?
Yeah.
What does love do? I'm going to give you two words. Love and transgressions. What does it do? How many? Love covereth a multitude of transgressions.
Yeah.
If my son or my daughter come and do some wrong or do something they wasn't supposed to do, you think I'm just going to stop loving them because they did something wrong?
No.
My wife the same way? No, because I love my wife. I love my children. You understand?
Yeah.
And so they may do something wrong from time to time. They may do something that they shouldn't have did. Or I may do something in reverse. But because we love one another,
yeah,
then that love covers that multitude of sins,
yeah,
or transgressions.
Yeah.
All right? And we're able to love them anyway.
Amen.
Do you know that God wants to teach us to love people where they are? Lord, I sure do wish that so and so would stop being how they've been so I can love them like I want to.
Lord, love.
There will never be a time when the situation is better than now in terms of you and I loving one another.
Mm-hmm.
I'm encouraging this morning. That difficult one that get on your nerves, that difficult one that is causing you problems and issues, and that you love to rain down your love on them, you go to the Lord and ask him to help you to love them now.
Yes.
May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
May God help us and bless us. This is what God did. The Bible says, while we were yet what?
Sinners.
What'd he do?
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So we're actively in disobedience unto God,
right,
hurting God,
right,
and he still sent his son to die, and he had to be willing to come. He could have said no. But he came anyway, didn't? Why? Because he loves us.
Yeah.
This is the love that God is wanting to put in your heart and in my heart. May God help us this morning. A true love, a real love.
Yeah.
You transgressed against me. You did me wrong. You are. If nothing else, you are God's creation. I'm going to love you for that.
That's right.
Yeah.
May God help us this morning. Beware of the counterfeits. I want to talk to the young people for just a brief moment. Lust is a counterfeit of love.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. Lust is a counterfeit of love. And so what ends up happening is if you get a perversion or a perverted view of what love is, you'll be seeking and indulging in lustful behaviors when God never intended for you to do those things, and there's pain and suffering that it goes along with that. And so what God wants to do is he wants to show you his love so you can find your loved one. All right? Don't get quiet on me now. This is what we need. This is the absolute truth.
Yes, it is.
All right? And so what can happen is when I don't understand what love is, I'm looking for something else. And believe you me, the enemy's got that one for you. And so you're in this situation, and it's going good for a little while, but sooner or later, you're going to hit a snag because guess what? Love is of God. So when you marry somebody, God needs to be in that equation.
Yeah.
If God is not in that equation, things are not going to go well. I don't care how you think it's going to go. I promise you, sooner or later, kill, steal, destroy is coming into the situation.
Right.
Okay? And so what we have to do is the Bible instructs us as young people to get to know the Lord.
Yeah.
In the parting of your sin. Have a relationship with God. And so that when you come into a marriage, when you come into the sanctity of matrimony, then you have the right mindset and idea about that thing. And most importantly, God is involved. You're saved, she's saved, or the other spouse, the male and female, both of y'all are saved. God has ordained this. It's his order. And so you can move forward like that. But you can do it a different way. I'm telling you, you really can because you have choice. But it doesn't work out well.
Amen.
It doesn't work out well. The marriage is God's, it's his institution. It's what he came up with.
Yes.
Now, you can do it another way and God will have mercy upon you. But guess what? How's he going to have mercy upon you if you won't allow him in the situation?
Amen.
It's easier, it's better, it's wiser.
Amen.
To put God in the situation from the beginning.
Yes.
Lord, who would you have me to marry? Matter of fact, Lord, I want to live in a way that I know that when you tell me this is my spouse, then Lord, I know that's my spouse.
Yes.
Because I'm going to need you not only now, but every step of the way.
Yes.
And if we've gone past that and we're in a bad situation, we can still say, God, have mercy upon me.
Yes.
Mitigate this thing. God doesn't stop loving us because we disobey him, but we have to be willing to humble ourselves and say, Lord, I need you to fix this because I messed up.
Amen.
May God help us.
Yes.
He'll do it for us.
Yes,
may God help us this morning. We must experience salvation. If we're going to love, we must be able to recognize it, to accept it. God's going to teach us how to do that. All right? He says in John, 1 John 4 and 8, what does it say? He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. This explains a lot, doesn't it? I'm going to get real kind of personal here for a second. We expect people in certain positions in life to have a proper love for us. Okay? If I have a mother, she's supposed to love me, right? If I have a wife, she's supposed to love me. Husband, father, right? Because they're supposed to have that, right?
Yeah.
He that knoweth not God, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love.
Right.
Until God is in their hearts, you're not going to get that love that you need.
Right.
You're not going to get it.
Yeah.
And we'll spend a lot of times wasting our time expecting this one that's supposed to love us to love us. Go to the Lord about that.
Amen.
I want to encourage you that way. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, this is the situation. This is what's going on. You said if I need anything, I can ask it of you and you do something about it.
Yes.
And so my mother, she don't love me properly. My father, he don't love me. My wife, my husband, my sibling, whoever it might be that's supposed to love me, they're in that position. They don't love me like they're supposed to. And God, I'm hurting here.
Lord, bless.
Lord, I'm not doing well. My child, they're supposed to love me and obey me, and they're disrespecting me.
Lord, bless.
You understand? Lord, should I sit here and suffer, or should I go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to fill in the gap here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I need you to fill in the gap. He said he'll be a father to the fatherless,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. A friend to the friendless. You understand? He said he is our friend.
Amen.
And so, Lord, I don't have no friends. The people that I thought were my friends, they betrayed me.
Oh, Lord.
And so, Lord, I'm asking you, be my friend, Lord.
Yes.
I'll be your friend. Be my friend. I need a friend, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll do these types of things for us. Remember that without God's love in our hearts, no matter what position the person is in,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to be able to love you like they're supposed to.
Right.
You don't have to sit there and suffer. you can take that to the Lord
yes.
and say, Lord, I need help in this area. I need you to bless me. I need you to lift me up. And then while you're doing that, Lord, would you work on their hearts?
Yes.
Would you work on their hearts? My mother had a situation where my daddy wasn't saved. And he was not a nice person to put that. That's an understatement by a lot. And that's just the truth. He got saved, and the Lord changed him.
Thank the Lord.
But you have to understand that she had to take that to the Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord not only encouraged and blessed her heart, she made heaven her home, but he got saved, and he ended up making heaven his home.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
That's what the love of God did for my mother and my father.
Amen.
So what the enemy wanted to do is discourage my mother and cause her to go back out into the world and find something else, something different that was outside of the will of God.
Right.
And then he already had my daddy, so it would have been a terrible loss for our family.
Yes.
But God had something better.
Amen.
God had something better, and he has something better for you and for me
right now,
today.
Yes.
It seems impossible. I remember one of the reasons why I got saved was when my daddy got saved, he said he was saved, but it was hard to tell, we'll put it that way. But the Bible says he'll beautify the meek with salvation. He said the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way.
Yes, right.
Once I began to see the love of God exhibited in his heart and his behavior changed and his attitude changed, his countenance, it changed.
Yes,
then I knew that God was real.
Amen.
And I knew that he could help me. May God help us this morning. God has these types of things for us. Help us, Lord, to love you. Help us, Lord, to let you love us.
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to allow your love to live and dwell in us that we can give it to others like you're
Amen.
Wanting us to do. Moving forward towards our conclusion, I thank you for your time
Amen.
And your attention and your prayers for us. Let's go to Romans 13:8 is what we started off with.
Yes.
And I want to speak briefly upon what the love of God will do for us. It says here, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery. And the way the Lord was speaking to me about these things is, it's very difficult to do somebody wrong when the love of God is deep down in your heart.
Right.
You think about adultery, you think about all the people that are being affected by that one act.
Right.
Okay? You're going in and you're damaging the sanctity of the marriage, all right? And you're hurting the wife or the husband, you're hurting the children,
right.
you're causing discord in the home, you're giving the enemy an in into the home
right.
so that he can work and he can deal. You can't do that if you have a proper love for that man or that woman. If you have the proper love of God in your heart, you can't go in and do that.
No.
You don't want to do that. You don't want that kind of damage to be done. And so the love of God will constrain you. The Bible talks about the love of God constraining us. It keeps us from doing things that are wrong, and it causes us to do the things that are right.
Yes.
Think about the next thing that it says. It says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Are we seeing that the love of God is a preventer of wrongdoing?
Yeah, right.
Well, you say, well, I've never killed nobody. I've never killed nobody. I don't even own a gun. Who have I killed? But is it talking about just in a literal sense? Or is it talking about, can we do it in other ways?
Yeah.
I've seen people say things to people, and years and years later, they're in their 40s, they're in their 50s. They can't get over it.
Right.
They can't get over it. They are stuck with what somebody said to them from way back when.
Right.
Do you know that if that person is still available and God is able to get into their heart and they go and they apologize to that grown person that should be over it already anyway, do you know that God can do something with that?
Yeah.
Do you know that that person, if they get to know the Lord, God can help them to forgive and to forget and to grow and to become a whole person by the help of the Lord?
Yes.
He can do that.
Yes.
So sometimes we don't kill in a physical sense, yes, in a literal sense, but we do it in other ways. Yes. Love won't let us do that. I don't want to see nobody harmed.
Right.
I don't want to see nobody harmed. I want to see them blessed. I want to see them encouraged. I want to see them uplifted. Even in our chastening, even in our correction, love has to precede that.
Yeah.
If the love is not there, it's not going to be well taken.
Yeah.
It's not going to provoke them to love and good works. It's not going to lift them up. It's going to push them down.
Right. Yeah.
And so we have to, Lord, give me the love of God in my heart when I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with, so that I may be a blessing and be a help and be an encouragement to all those that stand in need.
Amen.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. I can't take something from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
When I love somebody like I need to, I can't do it.
Amen.
I can't do it. I can't take from them because I realize that I have needs and they may have some needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not my job to reallocate what the things that they have.
Right.
Love won't allow me to do those types of things. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. How many times have we, maybe they don't even know about it, but we don't like that person. And so we say something that we know is not true about them in an attempt to cause harm to them. See, it didn't say witness. It says false witness. We heard about something, and as soon as we hear about something, that person did that. You know what? I knew they was like that. Matter of fact, I remember this incident, and we just go on and on and on, and we're tearing them down. True love won't allow us to do that.
Yes.
That's a child of God. If they're doing that, may God help them. May He bless them. May He help them in those areas.
Yes.
But Lord, I'm not going to be part of the tearing down process.
Amen.
By the help of the Lord. All right. Doesn't bear false witness. All right. Thou shalt not covet. You know, I'm going to end here because I'm running out of time. But I wanted to at least get to this one here. Do you know what covetousness is? Anybody know? You can say it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Wanting something that somebody else has.
So I want what you got. And if I can't have what you got, or if I can, the whole point is, I don't want you to have it. Matter of fact, I don't even want it necessarily for me. I just don't want you to have it. Did you know that? People have a mindset sometimes where they feel like, Brother Cameron, I don't know why I'm picking on you today. Please forgive me. Brother Cameron, you don't deserve what you got. You don't deserve it. And so I don't really want what you got, Brother Cameron, but I don't want you to have it. And so in my heart and in my mind, I can't do something about it, so I'm unhappy about that. I'm happy about that, and if I see an opportunity to tear you down so that what you have will be affected, I'll take it.
Mercy, Lord.
God is love.
Yes.
He is. He's love.
He is.
And why can't they have it? Mm-hmm. Why can't they have it? You want the Lord to bless you, don't you?
Yes.
I want the Lord to bless me. Who died and made me the judge of what somebody else should have? May God help us. What God is wanting for you and for me, and listen, I'm not telling you that anybody is in these conditions. I hope that you're not. But what I am saying is, the love of God is not something to be taken lightly.
Yes.
It is available to you and to me. God wants it in our hearts so that we can love one another properly. We owe one another that. He's instructing us that this is the debt that we owe. All right? And so what he's wanting to do is, if we got some love, he's wanting to grow that love. If we don't have it because we don't know him in the pardon of our sins, or we haven't really given ourselves, you know, love is a two-way street. When God is standing at the door and he's knocking, we can kind of open the door just a little bit and get a little bit of his love. Or we can open that thing all the way up and let him come on in and get all of his love. All right? And when we have that, then we're able to look at those that are in lesser situations. They're stinky, they're dirty, they're homeless, whatever it is, whatever bothers you, you can do that. And you can look on them with love and then God, because a lot of times what happens is, well, we don't see anything we can do for that person. We don't know what we can do. When the love is in my heart, then we're communicating with God. And we can do like that Samaritan and not walk past that person that is in a bad condition. Lord, what would you have me to do for this individual? Whether it be prayer, whether it be a word of comfort and encouragement, whether it be giving up my means, whether it be giving up my time. When I love like I'm supposed to love, I can't walk past that person and not have a care for that person. Lord, is there something that I can do for this individual? Sometimes these individuals are right in our midst, in our own families. And we have written them off. I'm glad God didn't write me off. I'm glad those that were praying for me didn't write me off, because it didn't look good. I'm going to be honest with you. It didn't look good. Nobody, when they get in sin and get wrapped up in all those things, they don't look good. They're not going to look good. But the love of God will give you the eyesight that you need to have to look beyond the faults and see the need and be, Lord, what can I do? Can I give a word of comfort? Can I give a prayer? Can I give them a little word of encouragement? I remember so many times the people of God in my lost and undone condition deserve to be done in, because I was disobedient and knew better. I remember when that child of God told me,
yes,
it mattered to me.
Yes.
Just a word of kindness is all it was.
Yes. Amen.
I love you still, Henry.
Thank you.
God loves you still.
Amen.
You don't have to live in that condition.
Yes.
You don't have to. If you need help, I'll help you.
Thank you, Lord.
What that told me was, they loved me.
Yes.
And they cared about me.
Yes.
And the devil was doing all he could to refute that.
Right.
I didn't care about me, and I didn't think nobody else cared about me. But God would send somebody my way.
Thank the Lord.
To encourage me along the way.
Thank you, Lord.
One time somebody gave me a songbook. What I'm going to do with a songbook in my condition? But that tells me that they saw that God could save me.
Yes.
God could deliver me. They saw that. The love enabled them to see that.
Yeah.
And I thank God right now today for that. I believe the Lord's going to give me some more on this subject, so stay tuned. I didn't get to all that I wanted to get to, but I think we got to enough this morning.
Amen.
I want to encourage you this morning, if you need a little bit more love, God has that for you.
Yes.
The altar is open. Someone will come down and pray with you. Most importantly, the great God of heaven. Think about that. The great God of heaven will come down and administer to your need right now today.
Yes.
Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God, making intercession for you and for me. Your need will be met today by the grace and help of God. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. Pray for me. I want to be a doer of the word. I want to be somebody just talking about it. Please pray for me.